for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the show this week with Peter Schiff. Peter is a very, very interesting man. I met Peter in Las Vegas a couple of years ago at an event called the Freedom Fest. He is, I think, one of the most forward-looking, accurate thinkers that we have in the United States. He just published a new book. It's called The Real Crash. Pete, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on. You know, I actually do an online radio show myself called The Peter Schiff Show.
Okay.
And if it's not, you know, in the area where people are listening, they can go online. I do it at schiffradio.com 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time.
We do the same thing. Our show is not only on terrestrial radio. We expanded ourselves to the Internet back in 2002. Funny story. The program director at a station that I was that was hosting a show of mine said, you know, in 2001, 2002, he said, Al, we need to put this thing on the Internet. I almost broke my ankle when I fell over. I was laughing so hard. We've got 160,000 people who listen to us on the Internet now. It's just Technology is an amazing thing. Let's talk about your new book, Peter.
Well, my new book is basically, it's a follow-up to my original book, Crash Proof, which came out in 2007.
Okay.
And in that book, it was called How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm talking about an American economic collapse.
Sure, yeah.
And that book predicted the bursting of the housing bubble, the financial crisis and Great Recession that followed. But that wasn't the crash that I was warning people to prepare for. The crash that I was worried about was what was going to happen as a result of what the government would do about that Great Recession and about the collapse of the housing market.
And they haven't done anything yet.
No, they've done everything I feared they would do.
Oh, exactly. That's what I mean, yeah.
More stimulus, more quantitative easing, bailouts, money printing, all of that has set up for the real crash,
which is
coming, and that's why I wrote this book, so people will know that it's coming, but more importantly, know why.
Peter is preaching to the choir when it comes to Big Al. You know, Peter, it was interesting. I was back in Washington, D.C. About 2 weeks ago chatting with some folks from Ron Paul's office. And I know that you know who Congressman Paul is. And I tell you, the pessimism that's emanating from some of those folks, number one, it's very, very accurate in my opinion. But number two, it's staggering how pessimistic some of those folks are right now. And
well,
I agree with him, Pete.
Well, I mean, if you understand economics, you've got no choice. You've got to be pessimistic. I mean, the rest of them, you know, they don't understand economics. Either they're Pollyanna, they're just burying their head in the sand. They think that all we need is some more deficit spending, just more consumption, and somehow that's going to solve the problem. All their solutions make it worse, because government solutions are the problem. The stimulus is what's killing us.
Peter, how in God's name can printing more money solve any problem? How can it solve any problem long term?
Well, it doesn't. You paper them over. Although, the politicians, though, you have to remember, when politicians are solving problems, it's their problem of getting reelected. That's the problem they're concerned with. They know that if they level with the American public and ask,
they're not going to get reelected,
exactly,
man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because the medicine that cures us is bitter, and nobody wants to ask a voter to swallow it. They'd rather give them something that tastes good but doesn't work, but it gets them elected.
You know, it's funny. I was reading an article in Atlantic Monthly about Ben Bernanke, and it was an interesting article in the fact that it brought up the fact that everybody seems to really dislike the guy, okay, to say the least. I mean, that's
it. Everybody, he's actually pretty popular if you look at the surveys among investors. In fact, I was at the Atlantic conference the week that magazine came out. They had Bernanke on the cover, and they said he was a hero. And you can see the debate. You can see the panel. It's on YouTube. I said he was the villain. I said, how could you honor the guy? I mean, he basically took the baton from the real architect of the crisis, his predecessor, Alan Greenspan. But that everything Bernanke had done both before Greenspan left and after has been wrong. He didn't save us for anything. It's like he lit the fire, and then they're giving him credit for putting it out. But he didn't even really put it out.
Not even.
You know,
You know, I mean, I hate to use the trite expression, but he's just kicking the can. He's making it easy for the United States to kick the can down the road. But I'll tell you, in my opinion, when that can stops, and it's going to stop sooner rather than later, I think you're going to see economic times and social upheaval in this country beyond imagination.
Oh, and look, the problem is the can is going to get so big, we'll break our foot if we try to kick it again. I mean, that's, you know,
I totally agree.
And yes, I mean, Ben Bernanke, see, I mix him up now. Ben Bernanke, he is enabling this massive increase in government by financing it all, by keeping interest rates artificially low. But that's preventing the economy from restructuring, and it doesn't grow the economy. It grows the government at the expense of the economy.
I'm with you 100%. I have an interesting question for you. You know, I get asked almost every day on our blog, and certainly whenever we come to a show like this by listeners, you know, do you think the election in November is going to make any major difference from an economic standpoint? Are we going to, you know, stay the course that we're on right now? Which I want, you know, I'm on record as saying, you know, I'm sure Barack Obama's a decent individual, but boy, I sure don't like his agenda.
I don't know. If I would just make that assumption, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Right?
But I don't think either one of us, I don't think, like his agenda. But the question is, let's assume that Mitt Romney, who is more likely than not going to get the nomination, let's assume that he does. Let's assume that he's elected. Is that going to make a big difference in your mind, Pete?
Well, not in heading off the crash. I think
no.
It happens either way. And, you know, is he going to be less bad than Obama? I'm pretty sure he will be less bad than Obama. But will he be less bad than Bush? I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we just going to dial back to Bush? Because Bush was pretty bad. And remember, Obama simply took the Bush agenda and expanded it and made it bigger.
After saying he wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, well, of course, it's the same thing Roosevelt did when he criticized Hoover.
Yeah.
So, you know, history repeats. But where I think we're better off with Romney is after the next crash, what we do about it. I think Romney has a better chance of maybe recognizing the mistakes, because I think Romney philosophically supports capitalism and free markets. He might not really understand it all that well, but I think he's on board with it. I think Obama doesn't like it. He's a socialist, and in his mind, if he thinks the free market is failing, he likes that because he expects it to fail, and it lays the foundation for him to grow government and reshape the country into some centrally planned, you know, socialist utopia that lives in his fantasies. I think it's very dangerous to have him in office.
I'll tell you something that I found really, really interesting is just recently I noticed that the former President Clinton came out and said, you know, totally refuted the fact that people are saying that Romney is not an effective businessman. He said, I think Mitt Romney is a brilliant businessman, direct quote. And number two, he said, you know, he's very qualified. And then he came out and said, you know, the next breath is, but I think the president's going to win re-election.
Yeah, well, this is basically Obama going after Romney for a job creation record at Bain Capital, as if Bain Capital was there to create jobs. It wasn't. It was to create profits for the shareholders.
Exactly.
But in doing that, they did create jobs in the economy. Even if all Mitt Romney did was fire people, if he laid off people who were redundant, who were inefficient, what he did is he freed up that labor to be utilized in the market more effectively someplace else. Obama doesn't understand how capitalism works. But maybe, you know, I think Romney needs to defend his record in a different way, because sometimes the best way to create jobs is to fire people.
You know, interesting point. I was I did not vote for Barack Obama, and my best friend in the world is a very liberal individual who felt that that now President Obama was the savior of the world, for lack of better terms. And he asked me once, he said, well, why didn't you vote for President Obama? And I said, two reasons. Number one, I read his book, The Audacity of Hope. I didn't like what I read in that book. Point number two, he's not qualified. He's never, ever been in the private sector. He's really not qualified to be the president of the United States. Well, I think the last 4 years have shown that to be the case.
Yeah,
you got the final word?
Well, I wish it had been Ron Paul that had that nomination, because there we might have actually had a chance to make a difference. But I'm hoping that maybe being on all these debates with Ron Paul and maybe seeing him on the campaign trail, maybe Ron Paul will have a President Romney's ear. And when it does hit the fan, maybe he'll turn to him for advice.
One would hope. Peter, always a pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1582.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1621.90, $810.95 for a half ounce, or $405.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1621.90, $810.95, and $405.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I do appreciate you joining me. We've got John Proust with me right now. John is Chief Executive Officer of New Zealand Energy. We talked about New Zealand Energy on the show last week with Rhylin Bailey. At that time, I announced that 3 days after the show aired, I was going to increase my position in New Zealand Energy. I did that last Wednesday. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. These guys are doing everything right, in my opinion. John, you're back from New Zealand. You got a new acquisition. Let's get an update from you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sal. Thanks for speaking to me today. We're very excited about the acquisition that we have made now. This is an acquisition that has two pieces. It has an upstream component, and by that I mean additional petroleum licenses that we've acquired.
Okay.
And the second part of it is a midstream acquisition. And the midstream is the facilities that are the central hub in the region for processing the oil, natural gas, stripping out the gas liquids, and also handling water.
Okay.
So two very important aspects. The lands I've been coveting for probably 18 months or more now.
And now you got them.
And now we got them. And it's based on, it was based on the substantial seismic database that we acquired some time ago when we acquired our technical team.
So okay.
We had an enormous technical database, and we started evaluating all the land around us to find the true quality. This land is important because the vendor had been producing oil from a deep formation, and they'd had IP rates of up to 5,000 barrels a day of oil, very high quality oil. And the formation had been depleted over many, many years. And just as I've seen in a number of basins around the world, we had identified through our seismic substantial uphole opportunities, shallower formations in the Uranui, the Mount Messenger, and the Moki.
Okay.
And so those shallow formations are quite prolific over all these four petroleum licenses. Now, what adds to that is they have 27 wells currently dotted around the licenses.
Right.
And those 27 wells provide us an opportunity, a free look-see at those shallow formations by looking at the logs, which we've now acquired. So what that does for us is it means we don't have to drill the wells, we don't have to complete the wells and case them. We can now plug the existing wells and then come up whole and use a service rig that will basically complete in the shallower formation that we'd like to see.
So basically the potential for significantly more production, increased production, I guess, is a better way to put it, is really there, definitely.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Let me go back to the Moki situation now. Copper Moki 1, Copper Moki 2 are both in production right now.
Correct. Yes,
okay,
they are.
3 and 4, chatting with Rhylin yesterday, they're close. Is that
yes.
correct?
Well, Copper Moki 3 was a success also in the Mount Messenger, and we've gone through the initial production testing.
Okay.
We tested just over 510 barrels a day.
Okay.
And now we're going through what's called a pressure buildup. So you shut it in, you let it build up the pressure for about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. By the end of June, we'll be back on it, and it'll be a producer to add to our current complement.
This is a forward-looking statement, no question about it. Remember, in our industry, nothing is guaranteed, okay? Conceivably, where could you be in terms of production, John, at the end of 2012 and at the end of 2013, only taking in consideration the properties that you currently have?
All right. Well, certainly, Al, we've talked about an exit rate for 2012. And our exit rate for 2012 is 3,000 BOE a day. And we haven't changed our guidance yet because we're, A, continuing to analyze what we've got now, but, B, we're really trying to figure out how we're going to digest this new acquisition and what it means in terms of us accelerating our program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for 2013, we think that number is going to increase. And we have not really forecast 2013 yet,
okay.
with the exception of saying that we're looking at a substantial increase in both oil and gas and liquid sales.
Okay.
What that means for us, and this is the important part that brings this all together, is that the midstream, the facilities that we've just acquired, very, very significant facilities, we've guesstimated that the replacement value, which is an important aspect of the facilities
sure.
and the pipeline,
right.
Over $100 million to replace those. And they allow us to not only bring our hydrocarbons to market, but also to bring others' hydrocarbons to market as well. So we've got the ability to sort of be a tolling facility as well as our own facility.
What I think is really interesting about the situation, John, that you have is that I know that there are no specific production facilities in New Zealand. And so the asset that you basically have leaves the country and then gets re-imported into the country. But the majority, correct me if I'm wrong, the majority of your demand and of your sales is all taken care of right there in New Zealand.
That's correct.
Right.
So basically what we do is we transport our oil mm-hmm. to Shell's facility. It's about 45 kilometers away from our Kakamoki location mm-hmm. and about the same distance, just a little shorter from the Waihapa, the new midstream facility that we just acquired.
Mm-hmm.
So the Waihapa facility has an oil sales pipeline, an 8-inch pipeline that runs right from the facility at Waihapa right through to Shell's tank farm. And so your oil gets to market directly. That means, and once it gets there, that's when they book the sales. So that's how you determine your cash flow and what you're generating there.
Your latest financial statements just came out recently. The income statement's looking pretty good, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you know, it's all working, man.
It's all working. You know, this is a cash flow story.
Exactly.
It's amazing because in a real short period of time, in 2 years, we've been able to put the building blocks of the land, the properties, and the right properties, the quality properties, the people, mm-hmm. the technical team with the in-depth knowledge of the whole country in this, and now the midstream together is going to get all of our hydrocarbons to market. And so for us now, it's all about drilling and repeatability and adding to that cash flow base. So we had a $4.5 million net cash flow in the first quarter. Our average sale price per barrel was $117 a barrel, and we had netbacks of over $90 U.S. Netback per barrel.
What's wrong with that picture? Nothing.
Nothing's wrong with that.
No, absolutely. In a very, very challenging, for lack of better terms, resource market, I mean, you personally are repeating the successes that you've had in the past. You know how to do it right.
Yeah. We've assembled a great team.
Right.
People that have done it before and have done it before in challenging markets. We can't forget the fact that oil has come down. And so oil is coming under, Brent pricing has come under $100,
right.
which is a real decline.
Yeah.
But with our sales prices being in Brent, and us getting a premium relative to the paraffin that's there, and also the netbacks that we're getting netbacks that are still substantially higher than the rest of the world.
And, wow,
That's in a safe political jurisdiction is something that we're just thrilled about.
Really interesting where this company could go and keep on top of what's going on with New Zealand Energy. Okay, having said that, disclaimer, we got to do this all the time. I am a shareholder. I'm buying more stock. I purchased more stock this past week in New Zealand Energy. New Zealand Energy is also a sponsor on our website, so I am far from being arm's length in this situation. Remember, this is not investment advice. This is simply Big Al telling you what he is doing. It's worked so far very well, and I have to tell you, I'm very, very proud to be associated with John Prowse, Rylan Bailey, and the folks at New Zealand Energy. John, thanks so much, buddy.
Al, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi there, my name is Jonathan Roth. This is Cambridge House Live. I am joined now by Al Corlin of the Corlin Economics Report. Al, thanks very much for joining me.
Jonathan, it's a real pleasure.
We are in the midst of what some people might say is a very dangerous phase in the global economy. What do you see from a macro point of view of what's going on out there?
Jonathan, I don't think it's dangerous. I think it's terrifying. I really do. We're living in, you know, I've got a couple of years on you, and I've been in the business a long time, and I have never seen economic conditions as tenuous as they are right now, regardless of where you're looking at in the world, whether you're talking about the United States, whether you're talking about Europe. There's now rumblings about some real serious problems coming out of China, coming out of India. We haven't seen times like this. We're in uncharted waters.
Yeah, we certainly are. Now, let's start with Europe. What do you think is going to happen there? Is Greece going to leave? Are they not going to leave? What do you see happening?
You know, I don't think anybody really knows at this point in time. My guess is Greece will probably leave, but I think the problem, Jonathan, is going to be significantly larger than just one country. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Greece, you look at Italy, you look at what's going on in Spain right now with the banks. They have to do some serious reorganization over there. And I think that's... I don't see any way that can be avoided. I really don't.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's move over to the Atlantic to the United States. This is the big one.
Yeah.
You live there.
Yeah.
What's going on? And do you think that there is any sort of, at least in the short term, solution that you see coming for the fiscal situation from a political point of view?
Well, of course there's a solution in the short term. I don't think it's the best solution, but that solution is purely and
QE3.
Simply... Well, QE3 is going on right now. I mean, it's the Fed is pumping so much money into the system, they just don't call it QE3 right now. So it's been going on for quite some time. And short-term, that's going to work, and short-term, that's going to work fine. It's going to keep the house from falling down. But long-term, for the life of me, Jonathan, I don't see how it can work. I really don't.
Do you see any political leadership on the horizon that gives you any sense of optimism?
I am very, very concerned from that particular standpoint. I'm assuming here that we're talking on the national level.
Yeah.
I just spent 4 days in Washington, D.C., met with some very interesting people back there. It's a pretty scary situation. I personally, and I'm not degrading our president right now, I'm sure he's a very decent human being, but I absolutely do not agree with his agenda as I understand it. It's terrifying. If in fact Mitt Romney gets the nomination, which I'm sure that he will, is that going to be a solution? Is that going to basically, you know, solve all the problems? I really don't think so. I don't see, quite frankly, a big difference between the two of them in a very basic sense.
Okay. Now, what about Asia? What's going on there? We see China, the growth slowed slightly in the first quarter of 2012. India slowed down a little bit. I had a really interesting conversation with Frank Holmes this morning,
And
he said that there is so much, you know, everyone is connected, so much contagion happening here, where some of the, you know, Italy holds a lot of what's going on, and, you know, holds a lot of financial assets in Greece. Greece goes down the tubes, then you have French banks that are in trouble. France, there's a lot of consumption going on for products made, you know, from China. So, you know, there's a lot of interconnectedness here going on.
Oh, there's a huge, I mean, the world is very, very interconnected. You know, there are some very negative things about China. One of my listeners just emailed me a presentation that Steve Savelle gave just recently about China. And he said, you know, something a lot of people don't realize is, number one, Europe going into a recession, a serious recession. Well, guess who the biggest importer of Chinese products are? Gee, it's Europe, point number one. Point number two, apparently the banking system in China is really, I don't want to say it's on the ropes, Jonathan, because I don't think that it's that bad. But apparently it's not particularly solid right now. China, I think, is a very big question mark right now. I really do. India, well, they're plugging along. The latest numbers were 5.4% growth. My only comment on that is that's better than the United States.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you and the junior resource market here. Mm-hmm. I know that I've read that you have 50% of your assets locked up in resource stocks. That's correct?
Correct. A combination of resource stocks and the commodities themselves. Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you see happening here in the short term? Some people think that we might have hit a bottom a couple of weeks ago. Some people say it might, you know, we're looking at still a few more months to go. What do you see happening?
Okay, in my humble opinion, we are not sellers right now, and I don't see myself becoming a seller in the near future. I am very, very optimistic. I've done a fair amount of interviewing at the show also, and a lot of people don't agree with me. A lot of people are thinking that the resource market is going to go farther and farther down. I don't think so. And the reason I say that is purely and simply because, you know, as my friend Bob Moriarty says, people want to buy things, okay? When you realize that resource stocks have a call on things, I think that's what... Personally, in my opinion, that's going to bode really well for the market. I think we've got some prices right now, certainly some of the stocks that I hold, that are just bargain basement prices for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. Go back to 2008. You know, everybody was calling for the end of the world in 2008, 2009. I'll tell you, on the record, I made more money in 2010 when I liquidated some of the stocks that I bought in 2008 and 2009 than I ever made.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Sure. And I think potentially the same thing could happen right now. I really do.
Well, I also read, you're definitely a bit of a contrarian. You made a lot of money on U.S. real estate over the last few years.
No, I didn't make a lot of money on U.S. real estate. That's not true.
Okay.
What happened for my wife and I in the real estate sector is we came into the real estate sector for the first time in our lives a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Before 2008?
Actually, beginning in 2008.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
And We own some properties now that we bought for 50 cents on the dollar, and I'm really happy about that. Are they worth any more than that right now?
Right.
Probably not.
Right.
Will they be in 5 years? You bet.
Right. Interesting. Okay, let's move over to oil. What do you see happening there? We've seen a bit of a decrease. Obviously, we are pushing over $100 a barrel. It's, you know, now down between $80 and $90.
Oil is going down in price a bit. I am very, very bullish in terms of the energy sector for one simple reason. You know, you try to keep things simple in your life, particularly at my age. And I got to tell you, the reason I'm bullish about oil, or energy, I should say, is because, you know, energy is the circulatory system of the world. The world cannot exist without energy.
Mm-hmm.
Purely and simply, you know, we've done very well. We're invested in a couple of three energy situations, and we've done very, very well in them. And one of them's a junior. We've done very well in it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Now, what about the alternative energy fields?
I'm not a fan of it.
Nothing. How come?
Well, I'll tell you why. I wonder about the viability of, you know, solar energy. I mean, yeah, it works, but let's talk about taking that today in today's world. Let's talk about taking that. And let's talk about providing sufficient energy to satisfy Los Angeles or San Francisco or what have you.
Sure.
Let's switch over to cars just for a second, okay? Tell me a viable alternative to gasoline.
There isn't one yet.
No, not yet. And yeah. And the infrastructure, people are saying, well, you know, you look at some of the, you have a lot of transportation in vehicles, I should say, in Canada that are powered by propane, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Natural gas.
The infrastructure isn't there in the United States. Will it be someday? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the time frame on alternative energy becoming something really viable and profitable for investors, quite frankly, is still a ways away.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government has lost big money.
Yeah.
Our government has lost big money. I, as a taxpayer, have lost big money by some of the investments that the current administration has made in alternative situations.
I was going to ask you, we have 30 seconds left.
Sure.
Obviously, you're not a fan of, given down that track, you're not a fan of solar.
Of solar?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not a fan of solar. I'm saying I don't think solar is as viable as it needs to be. I mean, can somebody do something with a house, with a small area, with solar energy?
Mm-hmm.
Of course they can, but let's talk about using it. Let's talk about having it replace electricity at this point. I don't think so.
It's not there. Well, listen, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today. I look forward to the next time.
Jonathan, real pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This segment and all the segments on this particular weekend edition are originating from the Cambridge House World Investment Conference, which took place last weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia. I got to tell you, Big Al has been doing these conferences for over 20 years. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think this was a great, great venue to both learn, you know, and meet with friends, certainly, as I'm doing right now. A couple of old friends are with me. I want to introduce them to our new audience, those folks listening on KUIK in Portland, Oregon. Roger Wiegand. Roger is a letter writer. He's a neighbor of Kathy's and mine. His newsletter is called Trader Tracks. A great, great newsletter, and you can learn more about it by simply clicking on his banner on our website. Also joining me is Bahman Yamini. Bahman is an old friend. We have learned more from Bahman about political issues, economic issues, what have you, then probably I learned from the average professor I had at the University of Washington or in graduate school later on. I'm saying that because this man is highly educated, world-traveled, etc. Just a good guy to get to know. Obama, I have a question for you on some macro issues right now. I'm very concerned about what's going on in Europe. Research that I have done has shown that the situation in Europe back in the 1930s played a huge, huge role in the United States falling into a significant depression as opposed to a serious recession. Do you see that perhaps happening again right now?
Thanks very much, Al. Good to be with you. Certainly the situation in Europe is looking very difficult with the debt problems in the southern European economies, Greece, Spain, Italy, Portugal. And unfortunately, there isn't a consistent approach by the European governments to deal with this effectively. There has to be, if they want to maintain the euro and their central currency, there has to be a much more active role on the part of the European Central Bank to address that. In the last week's conference in Brussels, the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, and the Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Monti, both argued for a much more active intervention on the part of the European Central Bank. It's debatable whether that's going to happen or not. So we'll have to see and prepare ourselves for the worst as we go forward over the coming months, and the possibility that Greece will have to leave the euro, and that will cause a severe instability in Europe and for the euro. We will know more on June 16th with the Greek elections and what direction that's going, and also as we go forward in the next few weeks, whether there is more concerted effort on the part of the Europeans to deal with this. But I think we have to prepare ourselves for the worst and hope for the best.
I mean, what can you do other than prepare for the worst and hope for the best? There's just, you know, that's what this program is all about. That's what we try to do. Raj, you give advice to people, give your opinions, I guess is a better way to put it, to people every week in your newsletter. You come out with an update every single day, provide an audio on our website every single day as to your views on the markets. I have to tell you, you know, as Frank Holmes brought out earlier today, people don't understand, but a significant, serious, I mean, boy, the economic turndown right now in Europe is very serious, but if it gets any worse, the impact that that could have is magnified greatly by the fact that the effect it'll have on China. China exports more to Europe than it does to the United States. So, you know, Europe is a very, very key player in this thing.
Well, China has been very concerned, as you just mentioned, because of the big export market they do have in Europe. And I hadn't thought about it that much recently, but when you think that there's 850 million people in Europe and the size of the export market from China to Europe, it's not looking very good at all for the near term or even the longer term. China's GDP was posted at slightly more than 9%. Now they're claiming they're slightly less at around 7%. In looking at all the markets and reports that we get from Nikkei News in Japan and also from Hong Kong, I think they're going to be hard-pressed to come with a GDP of 7. I think it's going to be somewhat less than that. And you couple that with the situation in Europe, and it looks like a hard recession all over the world generally. Our next major concern, in my opinion, is the not so much what's happening here in June in the markets this month, but what is going to happen in the fourth quarter of 2012 and the first quarter of 2013. Those periods are key for many reasons. Number one, a lot of bond paper is going to have to be rolled over in the United States. Number next, the Europeans are at the point where they're just about out of gas in an effort to find more buyers for the bonds that they in fact do have. And if Europe has these problems and starts to be unable to pay for bonds and the credit goes down, the big banks in New York are going to be in trouble too, because their loans to Europe exceed their capital. So we're looking at a rolling group of dominoes that could go all over in a short period of time. Generally, what we suggest people do is be conservative, invest in choice junior stocks, some senior intermediate stocks, physical gold and silver, and other hard assets that are related. The general stock market and some of the big funds is not the place to be, in our opinion.
I have to agree with that 1,000%. I'm really looking for a continued downturn in the conventional markets right now. May not happen next week. It may not happen next month. But I think sooner rather than later, you're going to see a major, major downdraft there. Why do I say that? I say it because I'm a fundamentalist, and I have to tell you, looking at the fundamental factors that have been going on in the world economy for quite some time now, it's just amazing, amazing how many people are becoming aware that the emperor really isn't wearing any new clothes. Here's a good example. In the Seattle Times a week ago, last Saturday, June 2nd, front page article, one of the business writers was debunking the employment numbers that came out in the U.S. just a day earlier. He was saying, you know, that's a totally erroneous picture. How can you say that things aren't bad when all of the new jobs that were created were in the part-time category? How can you say that things aren't that bad when the U6, which is the unemployment rate, which includes people who are significantly underemployed, is up to 14.8% right now? Well, as stories like this continue to make the mainstream media, which the Seattle Times certainly is, you're going to see an awful lot of increasing fear and conservatism out there. What's Big Al doing? Remember, I'm not telling you what you should do because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but I'm telling you what I'm doing. 2008, 2009, we had a similar situation to this.
Kathy and I bought resource stocks. 2010 was one of the most profitable years we've ever had. I look for a repeat of that, and we continue to buy resource stocks. Now, one of the companies that we own is a company called Canisil Resources. Bauman is the president of that particular company. We are not major shareholders, but we have something north of 100,000 shares in the company. Are we comfortable with our investment? Yes, we are. So the one question that I would ask Bauman right now is, you know, we're in economic difficulties in terms of the stock markets. What are you guys doing to protect yourselves? And by yourselves, I mean your company.
Certainly, Al. What we've seen there, we've been there before in 2008 and early 2009 when our share price went down to 5 cents. I think we had an all-time low of about 3.5 cents in early 2009. And I think faced with this kind of market uncertainty and turbulence, we have to be very careful to preserve our working capital. We have to be very careful with our expenditures to make sure we have sufficient working capital to maintain our major assets, which are our projects and our operating team in Mexico. So we are preparing for that. Now, we are very fortunate in having a very strong asset base in Canisil. We have some extremely large, highly prospective projects. They are pre-discovery, so they are relatively early stage, but that's where you get the highest upside based on discovery. We also are very fortunate in having some first-class partners on our projects. MAG Silver is working on our La Esperanza project. We have a lot of confidence in them. They have an expenditure requirement of $5 million over 4 years to earn a 60% interest. They're in year two right now. They've spent $1.5 million to date. And as of August of 2012, they'll be going to year three with a further $1.5 million expenditure requirement. So we have to preserve the company and sit back and wait for results from this kind of work to come in. We also have a cooperation agreement with Pan American Silver on our Sandra Escobar project, where we have effectively completed our $1 million expenditure requirement, and they will be faced with a back-in decision to back into a 51% interest in the project by paying Canisil $3 million in cash payments. If that happens, it's very positive for Canisil. If it doesn't, we still consider it a win-win situation because we retain 100% interest in the project with some very significant targets. So I think there is significant upside there, but in the short term, we have to be extremely prudent and make sure the company preserves its working capital and continues in anticipation of results from these activities.
Okay. There you have it from Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj, and my buddy Bauman Yamini. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.